Ryan Catherine Les.
Is Les back on the phone, and Catherine, and everybody need to be on?
Les is still here. Last I knew.
Okay. Okay, we'll go back into our regular session or have the hotel or telnet meeting, and we just discussed a proposal from Inland Wind Wave to provide Inland with bandwidth for the Spray Mitchell and Fossil School. Is there any discussion on that?
I mean, Lynn, I'm just kind of thinking, I mean, I'm in support of moving forward with that, but I would maybe suggest that perhaps you and council could come back to the full board with the agreement.
Could you say that again?
I don't know.
There's an echo somewhere.
Sorry about that. I'm just thinking that I'm supportive of it in concept, but I'm wondering if it makes sense for you and Mr. Deason to come back to the board with the contract for approval.
Yeah, that's what we fully intend to do, is for the full board to approve it. So we'll get, if someone would make a motion to approve the proposal from Windwave.
This is Catherine. Where is this on the agenda? It wasn't an addition. This is a special meeting. You're only supposed to be able to talk about what you have on the agenda.
Well, that was what we were talking about in the executive session.
I realize that. There's nothing agreement that gives you the opportunity to approve it once you... Can we see what the agreement is, I guess?
Well, this is Reuben Cleveland here. Well, there is no agreement at this point. What we're authorizing is for Judge Morley to pursue an agreement pursuant to the terms discussed in executive session.
Again, you do not have anything to make a motion agreement coming out of executive session.
Do what?
The public meeting law, correct?
I don't understand what your question is. What?
Yeah.
Don't understand the question?
Not on the board. It's not on the agenda.
When you have a special meeting, you have to put exactly, or you have to add it to the agenda, which you didn't add anything to the agenda. You don't have anything that anybody that would be interested in what you're just making a decision on.
Yeah.
Have been able to comment on it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I apologize for that. So,
Judge, I think what we're after here is the proposals that have been made by Inland are commercial and proprietary and exempt from the public records laws and totally qualified for executive section. We're not asking for to approve a formal contract at this point, like you just mentioned and Judge Farrar requested. We will be returning to the board for approval of the contract during a regular meeting. What we're asking, what we do need, though, to assure our counterparty is a general agreement on the terms that were described so that we can move forward to negotiate contracts based on those basic terms.
I object to it being even going forward without it being on the agenda.
Judge Morley?
Yes, sir.
For the record, Les Ruark, I think what Catherine is pointing out here is something that I even have forgotten about, and I think it's very pertinent, and that is that you may have been able to enter into executive session to discuss this, but I'm not so sure there was a citation for doing so, because it apparently is an added item or one that resolved it as of the executive session. And I would question whether you'd be able to actually act on that without having first made known on the agenda in some means or manner that that matter would be coming up. So I think you need to perhaps back away a little bit from the authorization and perhaps take that up.
Did I just lose everybody?
No, I'm here, Judge Morley, Reuben Cleveland here. I understand now what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're saying that
it should have been on the agenda.
The topic of the executive session should have been put on the agenda, meaning what the generalities of what was going to be discussed, not the particular. And I have to agree with them. Now, whether that is something that means we have to take this up at the next session or not, I'm not entirely sure.
You know, I think just to be personally just on the safe side, I think we probably should call another special meeting to go ahead and bring this up and discuss it so everyone will. So that's my opinion. I think that's what we need to do. Judge Farrar, Judge Lopez, are you fine with that?
Yep, let's stay above board.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, so we will.
Judge, this is Jim Neeson. I think as a practical matter, we can add it to the agenda for the meeting we have scheduled for the 26th. It's not worth the hassle of trying to call another special meeting, and we can just put it to the 26th.
Is that good, fine with the other board members?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Catherine, for pointing that out to us. I appreciate it. So, okay, well, we'll just go ahead and adjourn this meeting.
Judge Morley?
Yes, sir.
Before you do, I do need to make sure I have a correct understanding that the concerns that I raised by email that each one of you have a copy of will be made a part of today's proceedings.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I don't see any reason why not. Okay, is there anything else? Well, we're already adjourned the meeting, so thank you, everybody.